Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And now we want to get a live report from Libya. We've been hearing about reports of coalition airstrikes on Gaddafi's forces in the western city, Misrata, just within the last 90 minutes. And we've been hearing some terrible stories from the people of Misrata about their situation there. Joining us from the city is Mohammed Ali, an IT engineer and a member of the local council there in Misrata. Mohammed, can you tell us what's happening there? Is the city continuing to get bombarded?
No. We had 5 days of constant shelling and bombardment by the murderous dictator's forces. But last night, the international forces intervened, and they bombed his installations in and around the city. And Misrata feels much, much quieter today. I've seen bakeries open for the first time in 6 days. I've seen grocery stores open for the first time in 6 days. And there is some sense of normality, if you could call it normality, to the city, and we are so grateful and so relieved to see these strikes, and we would like to applaud the courage and the commitment of the international community and countries like the United States of America, Britain, France, United Arab Emirates, Qatar. We are so grateful, and we applaud their courage, and we know what kind of courage that took, and we're just so grateful.
Mohammed, let me just try and confirm with you some of the news that we've been hearing from different news sources. We understood that, as you said, for several days, Gaddafi's forces were outside the gates of Misrata and bombarding it, that actually tanks were seen on the streets of the city, that the civilian casualties were quite high. And then after the airstrikes from coalition forces, Gaddafi's forces has pulled back. Is that all correct?
That is all correct. They have all pulled back except for snipers. Snipers on rooftops are still wreaking havoc in the main street here in Misrata and in the center of the city. But the heavy artillery, the tanks, we haven't heard any sounds of tanks today. We haven't heard any shelling of the city. We think that the international air force hits were major and conclusive, and may they continue. If they continue for another couple of days, I think Misrata will be safe.
Do you have any idea how many civilians have been killed in the city of Misrata?
By the murderous dictator's forces, the total is 92 over 5 days.
Okay, but it sounds like you don't accept that. It sounds like you don't agree with that. Okay. And Mohammed Ali is an IT engineer in the city of Misrata, 46 years old, also a member of the local council there. The National Council is meeting in Paris, and it sounds as though they're laying out groundwork for establishing a government of Libya while Gaddafi is still in power. Do you still have confidence that the opposition forces will topple the Gaddafi regime?
We are so confident, even what we call non-liberated cities like Tripoli are waiting. Tripoli is simmering underneath, and with the international help, by bombarding the supply lines of the international of the Gaddafi forces, and the no-fly zone, also the disruption and destruction of his communication. Of the communication and his command structure, we feel that we can do it.
Mohammed Ali, I know that you have visited the hospital there in Misrata. We have been hearing a number of comments from doctors saying that they're overwhelmed by casualties, that they don't have the medical supplies or the things they need to treat the people there. Is that accurate?
That is very accurate. The hospital is running on a generator. Misrata is without electricity and water for 9 days now, and without telecommunications for 3 weeks. Imagine if that generator gives up. The consequences are very, very dire. the number of deaths, the number of injuries is just overwhelming. Just overwhelming. The medical supplies, especially anesthetics and narcotics, and the medical equipment is running very low. Even okay. The medical staff are exhausted and overworked.
All right, Muhammad Ali from the city of Misrata, an IT engineer there and on the local council. Let's move now to a New York Times reporter, David Kirkpatrick, who joins us live from Bani Walid. David, what have you seen in terms of the developments today?
Well, I'm here in a city that's known as a stronghold of the Wafala tribe, and one of the pivotal questions that I know Muhammad from Misrata and a lot of the other rebels are paying attention to is which side the Wafala, the biggest tribe in Libya, is going to come down on. It's hard for us to get a real sense of that because, of course, we're on a government-sponsored tour, and right now we're surrounded by a pro-Qaddafi rally. The striking thing here has been these people are very armed. The people here say that in the last 4 days, every household was handed a Kalashnikov by the Qaddafi government in an effort to defend that government. Which strikes me as a bold and adventurous move because I don't think anyone really knows just how strong support for the Qaddafi government is in this tribe or anywhere in the country. And I say that both ways. It may be very strong. It's just hard to tell because of the mix of sort of coercion involved in some of these coercion and bribery involved in some of these demonstrations.
Well, maybe, David, can you give us, you have any idea of sort of the strategy from the Qaddafi regime? I mean, we have reports that after airstrikes by coalition forces at Misrata, Reuters says the Qaddafi's brigades have now shifted their assault instead of stopping them. They just shifted to the city of Zintan. And then you've got Hillary Clinton saying that she's hearing privately that Qaddafi and his cohorts are trying to find an exit strategy. Do you have any idea what their strategy is?
I don't know. Late last night, I heard that Zintan was safe, that they felt they had beaten back the attackers. Our information about Misrata is not nearly as good as we journalists would like it to be. Mohammed, who you just talked to, is one of the only people with a satellite connection there who can talk to us. As you probably know, telecommunications as well as water and electricity have been cut off from the town. Last night, Qaddafi spoke from his palace, and his main message seemed to be, as he put it, "I am here, I am here, I am here." You know, after days of rumors that he had fled to another town within the country that where he's especially popular, Sabha in the south, he just wanted to say, "I'm not going anywhere." I can't figure out what the game is.
If there is a game plan, for sure. David Kirkpatrick, a New York Times reporter, reporting to us from Bani Walid there in Libya. We also heard from Muhammad Ali, a man in Misrata who's on the local council there. Thank you so much, David.
Okay.